This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Milias Palaiwa is my name. I'm a lawyer, a historian, and also a theologian. You gave a very excellent exposition of the Quran and Islam, but Judaism, Christianity, and Islam are all Abrahamic faiths. A Jew could have said the same thing, or this almost the same things as you said, by quoting the Quran. Sorry, it's quoting the Torah and the Talmud. A Christian could have said almost everything you said by quoting both the Old Testament and the New Testament. And I do not know whether we should be trying to say one religion is superior or more truthful than another. And if we do go down that line, what does that lead to? That's what led to the Crusades, etc. You mentioned about justice and peace. Of course, the Christian Bible mentions more. There are more verses about justice and peace than there are about the Holy Spirit. And of course, Christians were pacifists until 313. So what is the difference between what you are saying and Judaism and Christianity? And what would that lead to?
But that's a very good question. And I do agree with him that if you read the books of Judaism, the books of Christianity, you will find verses of peace. Never in my lecture ever did I say that any religion is against peace or any religion is in favor of terrorism. I always said all religions are against terrorism. What I made one statement in my speech, that the verse of the Quran chapter 5 verse number 32, this verse, which is so emphatic, I do not find a similar verse in any other scripture, because I'm a student of comparative religion, saying that if you kill one innocent human being, it is as though you have killed the whole of humanity. And if you save one innocent human being, it is as though you have saved the whole of humanity. It was only one verse. So that generally, I do agree that most of the religions, almost all, they speak about peace. That's the reason Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. If you read the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 24, verse number 36, when he goes to the upper room, he says, when he wishes the apostles, Shalom Aleikum. Which means same, peace be upon you in Hebrew. So the greetings of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him too, when he met the people, was Shalom Aleikum, which meant same in Arabic, Assalamu Alaikum, may peace be on you. Regarding you saying that one religion is superior to the other religion, I believe Almighty God sent only one religion. He has not sent different religions. What the Quran says, he has made human beings into different tribes, different colors, different languages, so that they may recognize each other, not they may despise each other. The only religion that God has sent to all his messengers, whether it be Moses, whether it be Jesus, peace be upon him, Moses, peace be upon him, Muhammad, peace be upon him, it was to submit their will to Almighty God. I believe all these messengers, right from Adam, Noah, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, peace be upon them all of them brought the same message, that believe in one God and worship him alone and only him, and submit your will to that Almighty God. Hope that answers the question.